This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Again, folks, another visit for President Donald Trump. What's that say to you? What message do you take away from that? That President Trump is coming back to North Dakota on behalf of the campaign of Congressman Kevin Cramer to be your U.S. Senator. A little bit different this time. Not a venue that will allow thousands of people to come in and get a ticket for free. This time a reception. Let me translate that word reception for you in political ease. Fundraiser. Yeah, but that's, you know, that's how it works. In fact, I saw a story yesterday. Said something from the Fargo Forum or something about, you know, it would not be a public event. Well, it actually is a public event. It's open to public. Anybody could come to the event, but there's a cost. There's a price. There's, you know, and that's no different than what happens with, President Obama or Joe Biden when he comes to town, or Heidi Heitkamp when she's out in Hollywood, or, you know, a swanky Martha's Vineyard, gathering checks of large proportions. It's, you know, if you turn on your television set, if you listen closely to your radio, you hear a lot of ads. You see billboards. You see, a lot of things happening with the campaign. That's what they do with it. And in the case of Heidi Heitkamp, she has had a big head start. One of the reasons Donald Trump recruited Kevin Cramer into the race was to say, you can win this, and I'll do everything I can to help you get elected. And he's keeping his promise. He's coming out again. I mean, my gosh, look at this. September at the Mandan Refinery. Barely a year ago, and then again in June? Was it late June, Tom, that he was back here, and now he's here a third time. And if you want to add the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, where he actually rolled out his energy policy, it was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. You go back and listen to that speech prior to being president. Incredible amount of examples where he said, here's what I want to do, and contrast that now with what he's doing, just doesn't happen. So, that's certainly good news as well. Anyway, in my mind, I don't think you apologize for fundraisers. I really don't. Now, can everybody go? No. Todd, are you able to, you and Kerry want to do the $50,000 round table where you actually get to sit down and talk to the president, one of the a handful of folks.
Well, since we managed to slip one of your credit cards out of your wallet, sure, yeah, we could pull that off.
Is that right?
and usually, maybe not.
Yeah, denied, decline. Yeah. But those things are usually where you have, 15, 20 people around a table, and usually a few of them are like, the Congressman Cramer and the president, obviously a few others. So, you get a dozen, maybe a few more, that actually sit down and have a conversation with the president. Now, I don't have $50,000 to do that, but I'll tell you what: if I did, if I had a lot of good fortune in my life from all my hard work, and I said, oh, I could spend it on this, or I could spend it on that, I can go on a cruise, or I could, you have decisions to make. I would do that in a nanosecond, because the opportunity just to sit down and look the president in the eye and say, you need to hear about this. I'll give you an example. So think, for instance, if you had the opportunity to do that before, let's go back to the Obama years, okay? Not that he'd have done anything about it, but let's say we're in the Obama years and we're in the coal industry and we see the onslaught of regulation. We see the Clean Power Plan. We see all the things they're trying to do to us. And you now have an opportunity to say, Mr. President, this is terrible. Somebody did that at some point during the campaign. The president got spun up about it. He said, I want to know more about that. Continued to know more and know more and know more. And what does he finally do? He becomes the biggest champion Cole has ever known on the political scene. Right there. I mean, that's pretty incredible. So things like that start from, an opportunity to let the president hear the story. So whatever your story is, I think that's perfectly fine. Now, this one I know you can do, Todd. Okay, so if you're vetoing the 50, the next level on the little invite here that that a listener sent to me is 5,400, and 5,400 gets you a picture. You could frame that so nice right there in the studio. You and Carrie is two people, so a photo for you and your lovely wife, and also you get admitted into the reception as well. 5,400. Throw me your credit card number, and I'll pass it along to the Kramer campaign. Let them know that you want to be there. Smile all pretty right there with the president. What are you thinking? I convince you that's not a bad idea? There again.
Or in the price range.
Yeah. There again. Rare opportunity. Doesn't happen all the time.
True.
Pretty cool. And then there is a admission to the reception itself. So I don't have all the details of this. As usual with presidential visits, everybody's pretty mum on what's happening and how it's going to happen. And there's a lot of chefs in the kitchen. But I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 to 500 people will be invited to a reception, be able to attend a reception, and that costs you $500 a head, $1,000 a couple. So, and that gets you into the reception. The president speaks at that. By the way, there will be media coverage of that, I understand. So, we will be able to cover that for you and bring you that speech and address. But as far as who's in the room with the president, which, by the way, sometimes includes the media for a time, and then they say, okay, media, you're done, and then he keeps talking. So you're in, a little more candid atmosphere with the president. So that's 500 ahead. So a lot of options, and the reception, I think, is a neat way to go. So here's my suggestion. And this isn't about, my advocacy for Kevin Kramer or the campaign or my dislike of Heidi Heitkamp or, again, her campaign, not personally. This isn't about, what we normally talk about, differences of opinion on issues or whatever. This is just, Scott Hannon, the talk show host, with Todd Mitchell, the talk show host, talking to friends I get a chance to talk to every day. And I wouldn't put in the back of my mind, boy, that sounds pretty cool. I'm not going to do it. I got too much to do. It's hard. These are very rare opportunities. We're really lucky that the president of the United States is keeping his word to Kevin Kramer to do whatever it takes. I've gotten some emails from folks saying, does this mean Kramer's in trouble if the president's coming? Oh, my gosh. Actually, quite the opposite, right? I mean, the amount of attention going to this race suggests that this is a race they're very excited about. And he's coming to keep that momentum going. Do you know how many Republican candidates would kill for President Trump coming into their district or their state one time? One time in doing something like this or doing something like a rally, and you look at how many times the president has been here already, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference Refinery, there's two there. Shields Arena, jam-packed back in June, and now this. It's in Fargo, by the way, week from tomorrow, Friday, September 7th. So, anyway, I just suggest it. Just suggesting that you think about it long and hard and say, I don't want to miss this opportunity, because that's pretty cool from wherever you're at. And the other nice thing is, I know last time a lot of people came from a long ways away. What time are you going to get there by? Is that going to be enough time to get in? All that uncertainty. There isn't any of this. There isn't any of this. Todd wants to know where. Is that what you're asking me? Whereas
I'm responding to you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Somebody else did ask where, though. I don't think the location has been announced yet. Once you RSVP for the event, then they give you the details. That's kind of a Secret Service thing, I guess, is how they do it. So my understanding of how that works. So the where is Fargo. We know that much, and I would assume, probably since it's a small group of people, 300, 500, something like that, going to be a smaller venue, So likely, I would guess, a hotel. It would be my guess. And probably one of the usual spots. So anyway, you know what I know in that regard. Okay. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. On this question, you know, what things you can do with your hard-earned money. Where do you put this one? I mean, do you see this as, hey, I think that would, I've not done anything like that before, but I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to do that. Or is it, nah, I don't like fundraisers. I don't want to, you know, I don't, you know, in other words, you can buy a lot of things. You keep your money in the bank, you know, so it goes to your kids. Keep growing interest. Or be part of something a little bit different. I'm kind of curious because I think it's, you know, as I said, the roundtable, if I had Todd's money, I mean, I'm like in. I'd like to say yes right now. I'm doing the $50,000 roundtable. What would you talk to him about, Todd? What would you, I'd love to know what your conversation with. You'd probably do a little name that tune thing with him, wouldn't you? You'd lighten the mood in the roundtable a little bit and kind of hum some tunes, you know, that kind of deal. More after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution with MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, North Dakota, Mineral Tracker is one-of-a-kind technology that is revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial. Call 833-842-2924. Go to MineralTracker.com or email info@RoyaltyMatters.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
One other media organization is reporting that, this Valley News Live actually, reporting that the venue in Fargo will be the Delta by Marriott. It's on the actual invite that a listener has sent to me that has there. It just says RSVP to find a location. And that's usually a security protocol. Somebody also said, how do I get a hold of tickets for the event? See, the forum is still saying, not clear yet whether there'll be a public forum. Yes, there is a public forum. It's open to the public, but it is a fundraiser. So you buy a ticket. So, again, very common among Democratic presidents and Republican presidents. You watch. They'll try to make some big deal out of this, like, oh, the public can't come. The public was at a huge rally in June, and I'm guessing there'll be another huge rally before we're done. Do you remember my prediction, Todd, of how many people likely would be part of this? I mean, how many times President Trump would visit during the campaign? Do you remember my prediction at all, by chance?
I don't, to be perfectly honest.
One, two, three. So we've got two down. Just saying. One more, and my prediction is ding, 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 ding. Yeah, open up door number three. There you go. Exactly right. Are you hungry for some beef? Great tasting beef. They tell me that grass-finished beef has a taste that takes it up a notch, and it's amazing. Beef in and of itself is fantastic, but to go up a notch with grass-finished beef is fantastic. So, number one, if you want some grass-finished beef, and we're talking about, okay, you get the chance to say, I want that one. I'll take him right there. Let's get him to market. You bet. Then you pick a butcher shop, and then everything's all packaged up for you, and you get the great-tasting beef. But wait, there's more. It's good for you, too, because grass-finished beef is high in omega-3 oils. Ask your doctor. They'll like the fact that you are asking about omega-3 oils and working on your nervous system. Simple as a phone call to Dakota Lazy J Ranch, or you can go on Facebook. They're in Morristown, South Dakota. 605-524-3472. They're coordinating all the details of how many go to what town and what butcher shop and how much do you want. But call them, 605-524-3472. Got it? 605-524-3472 on Facebook, too, at Dakota Lazy J Ranch. Dakota Lazy J Ranch. As simple as that. Texter says, it'll be interesting to find out how many out-of-state donors are going to Kramer's fundraiser. I don't know what you're suggesting there. I would imagine the vast majority will be people from here. That's why you have it here. But out-of-state donors, if that's a critical comment, I would
in sarcasm.
You think so? Maybe.
Well, versus his opponent and how many out-of-state donors there are in that particular campaign.
Right. You could be right, Todd, as you usually are.
I wouldn't go that far.
I was going to say that if you want to do a little check of the fundraising record of Heidi Heitkamp and where the dollars come from. You know, you get to California, then you get to Massachusetts, and then you get goes back and forth. Let's get to Bob in Jamestown here and find out what's on his mind on this fine Thursday. Hello, Bob. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that I'm going to go to the Kramer fundraiser. And the one thing the Democrats have done a good job of over the years, they always say, well, you know, it's those rich, mean, old Republicans who got all the money. But the Republican Party is made up of private business owners, small businesses, farmers, and we don't have a George Soros, and we don't have a bunch of liberal Hollywood actors. So it takes all of us, little tiny people, to get someone elected and in our party. And in the Jamestown Sun this morning said Heidi's raised $11.2 million and Kevin's only got $5 million. So the lie continues about the Democrats being poor. They've always had more money than the Republicans. So I'm going to take my few pennies I have and I'm going to make sure that I'm at that fundraiser to try to help Kevin.
Well, good for you. I think it's a good idea. Not to mention, I always feel bad when there are big rallies. Like we had tons of calls before the rally. in June, of people saying, what time do I need to leave? I mean, people leaving at ridiculous hours to get in line on time, you know, and this way, you got a ticket, you know you got a ticket, right? I mean, it's a little different deal. Now, again, you have to write a check. So there's a cost to that, but at least it makes it a little more convenient for people that might be coming from other places to know, hey, I actually have a ticket. I can participate in whatever level that I want at. And I think you're right, Bob. I think this is more about the reason I'm even talking about this today is because I believe like you. I believe that there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they're not wealthy, right? But they work hard. They have, a savings account. They have a business. They have a family. They care for them and they can afford this and it is a good idea to participate in the process and be part of it, and it's also an incredible opportunity, right? Even if for nothing else, you go to see a president of the United States in a small room, have a conversation, and have that kind of intimate crowd. That's pretty cool. So I'm glad. I think the support is really important and necessary, but I also think it's a good opportunity too.
Well, I think so too. And the other thing is that texter is a Democrat probably that texted you and said how many out-of-state people. If you remember a few weeks ago, there was a bunch of Minnesota people over in Lakes Country around Detroit Lakes. They had a big fundraiser in an afternoon for Heidi Heitkamp. So I hope the texter is still listening.
Yes. Is that right? Interesting. All right, Bob. Thanks for the call. Anything else you want to tell us?
Nope. That's good. Thanks. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Texter says, nothing wrong with a fundraiser like this for someone with values. No one should be criticizing someone for donating to this when people donated to Peter Strzok and Michael Cohen. Just a thought. Yeah, remember that? The GoFundMe accounts? Oh, my gosh. Previous caller mentioned George Soros. Listen to this. Heard this from a listener who said that they've been noticing in their Facebook feeds, a lot of ads for Priorities USA. All right? Ads have been showing up in my Facebook feed from Priorities USA Action, a left-wing group that supports only Democrats and gets money from George Soros. He apparently likes Heidi. The ads all attack Kevin Cramer. I shared one post with a comment, but I suspect Facebook did not let my friends see it because it received zero likes. This was my comment. This ad is paid for by Priorities USA Action, super PAC formed in 2011 to help reelect Barack Obama in 2016, supported Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, spending more money than any other super PAC. George Soros has given $5 million to Priorities USA this year. Soros is an advocate of a one world order, one of open borders, global governance. He sees the U.S. as the main obstacle, so contributes to candidates and causes he believes will weaken our constitutional republic. Isn't that something? And George Soros' money is buying ads attacking Kevin Cramer. And only Kevin Cramer. Thanks for sharing. Keep an eye out for those. You need to know more after this on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around 1,000 people are expected to attend a service this morning at a church in North Phoenix to remember late Senator John McCain, who passed away last Saturday. Former Vice President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy and also making remarks at the request of the late Senator, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, who says it's going to be difficult.
How do you accurately be able to give somebody their due justice, you know, who's served the United States for 60-plus years. I mean, dedicated his entire life. And to be able to do that in, you know, 5 or 6 minutes is extremely difficult, but I'm going to do the best I can. And
AAA's predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day in the last 4 years for your gas tank. The national average for a gallon is now $2.84. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Glad to have you along on the program today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, and we're having a grand old time, as we always do. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments. We're going to talk a little bit about a very important hearing that's about to begin in the United States Congress, and that is concerning, hopefully, the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States Supreme Court. That would be Brett Kavanaugh. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Steve Moore will join us. Steve Moore, one of the architects of the Trump economy, the Trump economic plan. Check in with him a little bit. We have the person singing the national anthem tonight from Bemidji, Minnesota. Famous individual with a great story for the Mike Pence visit. Mike Pence is in the Twin Cities tonight. You can't make it up. President Trump a week from tomorrow in Fargo, and Mike Pence in the Twin Cities. It just the hits just keep on coming. Pretty phenomenal. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. And Pipers have a lot going on. They have they have land auctions, crop auctions, pasture land auctions, Oliver Sheridan, McHenry, Hettinger, Cass, Morton, Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Richland, Dunn counties in North Dakota, Otter Tail over in Minnesota. They have machinery auctions and Shields and Bowman and Carson and Steele and Halliday. We're going to be at that one in Carson. A listener call in and invite us to be part of that. When you talk to the Pipers team about an auction, make sure you say, hey, we'd like Scott to be there too. And we'll come along and broadcast and, you know, let everybody know the auction's happening. A little additional advertising. They do some great marketing at Pipers. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. View all the auctions at Pipers.com. Call for a catalog. Either way, you can't go wrong there. Our telephone number, as I mentioned, is 800-228-0550. This caller wants to talk to me off the air. Lucy, we could do that after the show, but I can't do that during the show because even Todd can't talk to me off the air, right? We're on the air. We've got to talk now. So you want to talk after the show, Lucy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd rather talk to you off air because I have something about Brett Kavanaugh. I have some questions.
You have some questions. Now, yeah. I'm about to chat with one of his clerks. You sure you just don't want to ask the clerk himself about this?
Well, there's this this. Okay, I'll tell you right now, but there's this commercial on the air I've seen, and Rick Santorum is involved in it. And, I mean, he's a very conservative religious person, and he's telling Heidi not to vote for Brett because he says Brett is part of the swamp.
Oh, well, I hadn't seen that.
I've
do
seen
know,
it more than once already, and it's concerning me.
I like Rick Santorum a lot. I think a lot of him and his values. And I do know that he had a different candidate that he was supporting for President Trump in the race and has been, you know, a little distraught since his candidate didn't get picked. But about his specific questions, we're going to ask our next guest. So you keep listening, okay?
All right, I will do that.
And maybe we'll schedule Rick and find out what he's talking about there because he is a he's a credible voice. There's no doubt about that. Justin Walker, associate assistant professor of law at the Brandeis School of Law now, once clerked for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, also Justice Anthony Kennedy, and has been part of the faculty of the school now since 2015, but graduated from Duke and Harvard Law School and practiced law in Washington, D.C. Justin, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you is just some of the things we've heard through this process as we get closer to the hearings that you think need to be addressed. And Lucy called in with one saying, hey, Rick Santorum is saying, you know, don't vote for him because he's of the swamp. What's going on there?
Well, you know, Rick Santorum's right about a lot of things, but he's just dead wrong about this. I worked with Judge Kavanaugh every day for a year, and I know whatever the opposite of the swamp Georgetown cocktail party circuit is, Judge Kavanaugh is the opposite of that. He's very down to earth. He, you know, he's run two Boston marathons. He's a carpool dad. He coaches his little girl's basketball team. And you know, the last time that we had a morning meeting scheduled, we had to push it back a little bit because he'd been up so late the night before watching the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup Hockey Championship celebration. So he's a brilliant jurist. He has incredible qualifications. And at the same time, you know, he's the kind of guy who, as his bartender said, came in for years and years and still comes in. And until all of this attention happened, the bartender said, I didn't even know he was a judge. Heck, I didn't even know he was a lawyer. All we did was talk sports.
So obviously, you know, the guy knows how to have some fun. He's got some great character. And you've told us before about how he's, you know, treated his clerks like family. And, you know, as far as the quote unquote swamp, how does that work in legal circles? Right. So you were a clerk for Judge Kavanaugh and for Justice Kennedy. The swamp to me is, you know, big media and the politicians and everything. Do they attempt to influence the court? I mean, is it even possible for a Supreme Court justice to sort of be sucked into that vortex, or is there a wall there? Explain that, you know, the kind of interaction that happens.
I don't know. I mean, I guess when I think there's something ironic about a two- or three-term senator from Pennsylvania who spent 18 years in Washington and ran for president unsuccessfully twice saying that someone else is part of the swamp. I mean, all Judge Kavanaugh has done is serve his country from the time he graduated law school, pretty much. I mean, he helped work for the independent counsel, Ken Starr, investigating Hillary Clinton and alleged misdeeds back in Arkansas. You know, he worked for the Bush administration, helping to find good, qualified, you know, judges with conservative legal principles and help put them on the bench. You know, he served his country during 9/11 in the White House. He was evacuated with his wife. And then for the past 12 years, you know, he has served on the second highest court in the country. And all the time he's applied important conservative legal principles in a mainstream way. He's respected precedent. He goes where the law leads. So, you know, he really is, I think, a model public servant and model judge.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, you know, I know Rick, and I like him. I'm going to invite him on to talk a little bit about it, but I do find it, like you, a little bit odd, especially with everything we know, and not to mention the person who picked him is not exactly a friend of the swamp, you know, in Donald Trump, who so has a pretty good swamp radar. So I think we're pretty safe there. Anything else that's come up in the way of criticism at all that you've bristled at a little bit and thought needed to be answered?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, the criticism is just unhinged. And you know, you heard Cory Booker say, senator from New Jersey, that we're walking in the valley of the shadow of death, and that you support Judge Kavanaugh. You're an accomplice with evil. I mean, the attacks on him have been vicious. They're going to be vicious. These people who are attacking him have been trying to file public records requests to get emails from Judge Kavanaugh's wife's work account. They put out a call for, you know, if you have a picture of Judge Kavanaugh at a Washington Nationals baseball game, send it to this website. And it's really awfully extreme, especially when we're talking about someone who is, at the end of the day, the most qualified nominee to the Supreme Court in two or three generations, whose opinions have been vindicated by the Supreme Court 14 different times, who really is someone who understands that a judge's job is not to make law, but rather just to apply the law that the other branches of the government have created. And, you know, he's done that consistently.
Within the sound of our voice are, you know, a few senators that have a chance to make the difference on this. One of them that a lot of people are watching is obviously Senator Heidi Heitkamp, because she comes from a very pro-Trump state. And obviously Judge Kavanaugh has a strong record of support, or, you know, a show of support in North Dakota. So what do you say to her? I mean, what do you say to those folks that are, I guess, you know, weighing whether they listen to a Cory Booker and glom onto that, or to Chuck Grassley? What do you want folks that are teetering to know about Judge Kavanaugh?
You know, I guess my message would be that there are two reasons to vote for Judge Kavanaugh. One is the right reason. Vote for him on the merits. Vote for him because of his qualifications, and vote for him because of his character. Vote for him because he's been a terrific judge for the past 12 years. But even if you're not willing to vote for him on the merits, vote for him because your citizens want Judge Kavanaugh to be on the Supreme Court. The citizens in red states that voted for Trump, and I live in a red state that voted for Trump, these are people who care about gun rights. You know, Judge Kavanaugh wrote the most vigorous defense of the Second Amendment in the history of the federal bench. These are people who care about overregulation by unelected bureaucrats. Judge Kavanaugh has been a real hawk when it comes to not allowing administrative agencies to make law that Congress did not authorize them to make. And sometimes those laws have had billion-dollar effects on the U.S. economy, and on our electric bills and things like that. So the values that people in my state of Kentucky, and I think in similar red states, have, whether it's individual liberty, whether it's the rule of law, whether it's Second Amendment or freedom from an administrative agency that is going beyond what Congress authorizes to, people who care about that really want Judge Kavanaugh on the bench. And so, you know, I hope that senators in those states listen to their voters and vote for this exceedingly qualified judge.
About a half a minute left, but Texter asked you this question. I've read that Kavanaugh was involved in the cover-up of the mysterious death of Vince Foster. I've heard that as well from folks, because he was involved, obviously, in that investigation. But now I've never heard the cover-up. What do you want to tell us about that quickly?
Oh, I would say Judge Kavanaugh has never been involved in a cover-up of any kind. He served his country in the Starr investigation, and he served his country since then. And don't believe the lies that are coming from the left about Judge Kavanaugh. And on the rare occasion that a lie comes from the out-of-control extreme right, don't believe that lie either.
Yeah, very interesting. Fascinating conversation today. Appreciate your insight and analysis, and really reasoned analysis of a judge you know well, and hopefully a justice soon. Brett Kavanaugh up for Supreme Court nomination hearings very soon. Justin Walker, assistant professor of law, former court forum. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A little hoedown, Todd. You notice that?
That's a fucking nanny.
Exactly right. Yeah, and makes me think it's time for some square dancing. I don't know if that's square dancing music. I don't think it is, but that's more hoedown music.
Anything
but,
can be if you put your mind to it there.
Have you ever done square dancing?
Oh, God, yeah.
Have you really?
Been aged.
I've watched it and marveled at it, but I've never been able to pull it off. It'll be going tomorrow when we're out at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers Reunion in Rolog, Minnesota, which is quite the event. So looking forward to that. We'll be broadcasting live. I'm in search of some industrial strength earplugs for the steam whistle. I can't describe that. I can't describe it. When it's loud on the radio, you know it's like shaking you to your core. When you're trying to do a radio program. So we'll have a little fun with that tomorrow. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and you can call him about anything you'd like to chat with him about. So Steve Moore, a friend of mine, he's kind of a regular on the North Dakota speaking circuit at a number of different business and energy events. And he wrote a great column here the other day. And it's about the Committee to Unleash Prosperity's zero-tariff solution and how it is playing a significant role in the Trump administration's strategy for renegotiating trade deals. The zero-zero proposal springs from work done by Larry Kudlow before he was appointed National Economic Council Director earlier this year, and two free trade economists, Steve Moore of the Heritage Foundation and Art Laffer, a Reagan administration advisor, who saw ways to make their views jive better with Mr. Trump's belief that trade makes some countries winners at the expense of others. So they latched on to the 2018 economic report of the president, which showed that the U.S. had among the lowest tariffs among major trading nations. Zero tariffs would make the U.S. a winner, they argued, because other countries would have to make bigger cuts than the U.S. So Larry Kudlow really pushed this again before he was in the job. Okay? So obviously that's pretty hard to achieve in practice. It's a great economic theory and they were pushing it, but the zero tariff initiative still plays a role in the U.S. negotiating strategy that's going on right now. U.S.-Europe talks, it helped ease relations. They were getting a little strained by, U.S. tariffs on European Union steel and aluminum exports, right? The U.S. pledged not to go ahead with tariffs on European cars as long as the two sides are negotiating. So they met here 10 days or so ago in D.C. for more talks about the zero tariff initiative. Still on the table. The zero-tariff plan could give the U.S. a way to re-engage with trading partners who have dismissed the Trump administration as too protectionist. And again, gives the U.S. the high moral ground. So, Steve Moore and others that are watching this are saying they're very highly encouraged by the impact we're having on the trade debate, as well as new reports of a U.S. trade agreement with Mexico. Justin Trudeau said very close on a Canadian participation in that, as has been forecasted and predicted all along. I'm trying to remember when the Republican convention was. June? The June, or was it earlier than that? Might have been earlier than that. April? I can't remember when it is, but anyway, many months ago. That's when this first started. Right, soybean prices dropped, and there was a collective gasp in the soybean community. And a lot of these themes have been talked about ever since. They say, hey, this will be a bumpy few months. It will be difficult. But if we stay strong, we remain patient, the outcome is going to be much better. If you're looking like that. And zero tariffs is a great way to go. So, the short view is to freak out and say, tariffs are awful, they're awful, terrible, I hate tariffs, terrible, blah, blah. But I don't know why. I mean, this didn't seem that complicated to me. Tariffs were a tool. Tariffs were ends to the means. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Anyway, that's good stuff. We're trying to track down Steve Moore and haven't found him yet. While we're waiting, let me go to Frank here. I don't have a bunch of time, but we can carry you over, Frank. Frank in Washington Springs, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
I was wondering, have you ever read the book An Enormous Crime by Bill Hemden? He was a congressman from North Carolina involving the Senate Select Committee on the Prisoners of War and John McCain's part in that.
I haven't. Was it good or bad?
Well, it's sickening to me how our John McCain and all them brushed our boys under the rug so they could normalize
relations. Do me a favor. Hang on a moment. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Just a couple minute wait, but don't go away, okay? More after this.
What's on your mind radio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.